As was mentioned in the announcements, I'll be reading from Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 11. The book of Romans, chapter 5, verses 6 through 11. For while we were still helpless at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For rarely will someone die for a just person, though for a good person perhaps someone might even dare to die. But God proves his love for us, in that while we were yet still sinners, Christ died for us. How much more then, since we have now been declared righteous by his blood, will be saved through him from wrath. For if, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, then how much more, having been reconciled, will be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice through God to God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we now have received this reconciliation.
This morning we begin talking about being thankful and read from the book of Psalms, and we talked about the fact that we ought to be thankful for all of our blessings, and certainly we had a discussion about our nation in which we live and how that if we're thankful to God, we'll turn our lives over to him and not only give thanks to him, but we'll be willing to submit to him in obedience. And if everyone would have that thankful attitude to be able to say that God is our creator, in him is life, and that we need to listen to him, that we'd have even more to give thanks for, because there would be more peace among men, there'd be more goodwill on earth, and there would be more things being done that are righteous instead of that which is evil. This morning I want to continue talking about our thankfulness and our blessings as we look at Romans chapter 5 that Matthew just read there, concerning the fact that here is the Apostle Paul writing to the Christians at Corinth, and he's reminding them that certainly we have a lot to be thankful for. And the blessings we have and the fact that God has reconciled us to him. What was it that caused mankind not to be reconciled to God? It was sin. Sin separates us from God. Matter of fact, in the book of Isaiah talks about the fact, chapter 59, verses 1 and 2, that he told them that their problem was that your sins and iniquities have separated you from God. Romans 3:23, we know that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So sin separates us from God, so we need to be reconciled to him, and we're reconciled to him through the blood of Christ. The fact that Christ came and lived and set the perfect example and died on the cross, the blood he shed was for our sins. It was for the sins of all mankind. And God gave the plan through which we could receive salvation of that blood and by that blood when we by faith hear the word of God and believe it, repent of our sins and confess Christ and are baptized, then our sins are washed away. So we're reconciled to God through Christ. Mankind cannot bring himself back to God when he separates himself from God without God being willing to do that. And God is willing to do that. And he's provided the means and the way by which we can be reconciled to God. Here in Romans chapter 5, in verse 8, God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Then verse 9 talks about much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. So we were enemies of God in our sin, because sin separates us from God and God cannot sin. But we separate ourselves from God, and so we're reconciled to God. Then in verse 10, for if we were yet enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son. Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. So we have a lot to be thankful for. We have our blessings from God through Christ. Number one is the thankfulness we have for salvation. And in that, we ought to follow God and receive those blessings by obeying him, that we then can serve him faithfully. In verse 11, he says, and not only that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now receive the reconciliation. So this morning, let's take just a few minutes and think about the blessings that we have from God through Christ in salvation, in that I can be saved and you can be saved, and following God's will and faithfully living in obedience to Him, and wherein if we make mistakes, we come back to God and with a penitent heart and confess our wrong and make that correction in our life and continue on then striving to do better and die in a condition that's acceptable to God, we'll have that home in heaven. So it's a blessing to be able to do that. Turn with me now to Ephesians chapter 1, and it's a very familiar passage to us as Christians, beginning there as we look at verse 1. Paul addresses to the saints who are at Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus. And he goes on to verse 2 and says, "Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Think about that. Blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. And so Christ chose him from the beginning. His Son willingly came and died on the cross for us. And by that, he made us acceptable to him by the shedding of his blood. Verse 6. And then verse 7 again of Ephesians chapter 1. "In whom we have redemption through the blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of grace." And we go on down then to verse 11, and it says, In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to this purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will." So God then has provided blessings for us. Are we thankful for those blessings? Are we willing to say and show by our deeds that we are thankful to God for the blessings He's bestowed upon us? If we do, we'll be obedient to Him. But are we thankful for all of our blessings? For our food, our clothing, our shelter, our health itself. All those things come from God. We don't ever need to take for granted the things that we have. Things, for instance, like the jobs we have to make a living for our families, to be able to earn a living, to have money to purchase food to put on our table, to be able to work with our hands to grow a garden, to have vegetables to reap from that garden to eat. Those are blessings from God that He allows us to have through everything that He's created in this universe. Are we thankful for those things? Sometimes you talk to people and they're not thankful for the material things. Some people are not thankful for the jobs they have so they can have income, so they can provide for themselves and their families. Some people complain. Some are ongoing and continual complainers about their job. And some people just don't like to work. They're not thankful that God has provided a way that we can earn a living. And so when you look back over the years and you see times when there were very few jobs and times when people could not find jobs, and as it was when I was a young man and a child, the mostly farm work, there was industrial cities where people worked in plants, yes, but in that gap between the farm, the country living, and the city living, there was a lack of jobs. And if you were a distance away and had no means to get somewhere where you could find a job, you didn't have one. And when those people there in living in those areas could find work, whether it be on a farm, on a ranch, helping someone in a mill of some type, productivity, they were thankful for those jobs. Are we thankful for our income, for our jobs? And do we show it by using the things that we have to provide for our family and giving thanks that we have ability to give back to Him? So being thankful for all of our blessings, including the work we have, the health we have, the places where we live. Let's take a few minutes here in Ephesians chapter 1 and look at some of the spiritual blessings that we ought to be thankful for. Are we counting our spiritual blessings? Well, we ought to be thankful for forgiveness for our salvation, which is the main theme of our study this morning. We've already noted from Romans 5 and Ephesians 1. Be thankful for our salvation, because without God and His Son, we would not have it. We could not get it. It would not be there. because it's up to God to provide it for us, and it's up to us to be willing to submit to Him by faith to receive it. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. So are we thankful for our salvation that comes to God through who? Through His Son. And His Son then was willing to come and give His life up, a ransom for all. Matthew 20 and verse 28. So we have a lot of thanking to do. T-H-A-N-K-I-N-G. Thanking God for what He's done through His Son, for the blessings we have, for forgiveness and for salvation. Are we thankful for the blessings we have as we live from day to day, for the directions that God has provided us? We mentioned this morning about going to the Word of God and obeying it in our individual lives, in our family, and in business, and socially, and in our nation, and leaders to follow the directions of God so there can be peace among men, so that right things can be done, so that truth can prevail, so that all may be treated fairly. Well, all that comes from God, and He gives us directions in life on everything, on what we're doing here, what we're supposed to do while we're here, how to do it, and where we're going if we're faithful, and where we're going to end up if we're not. We need to follow those directions. So are we thankful for those directions that God gives us? Remember, Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 10 and verse 23, it is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. So we have the Bible, 2 Timothy 3:16-17. It's given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. So are we thankful for our salvation from God through Christ Jesus? Are we thankful for the direction for life that we have in His Word? And are we thankful enough for that to get into that Word and to study it and derive from it what God wants us to know and then obey that Word? We have someone who understands our every need and our every trouble and everything about us. Are we thankful for the someone that knows everything about us and has suffered in every way that we could ever possibly suffer? We have a high priest, Jesus Christ, that knows everything that we're facing in every capacity whatsoever. He is sympathetic toward us. He came and gave His life for us. Are we thankful for Jesus, who knows about everything and has suffered in any way that we can? Are we thankful that we have someone who understands our troubles and our needs? Look with me, if you will, to the book of Hebrews, chapter 4. And let's read just a few verses. Hebrews chapter 4, we're going to look at verses 14 through 16. Hebrews 4, beginning verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed from the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Have you ever talked to someone, and as I have over the years, many times talked to people, and I've had to admit to them, I don't know what you're going through. They can tell me what they're going through, but I may hear it, and I may have an idea, and I may have some similarity to that in some shape, form, or fashion, but I don't really know what that person is going through at that moment in time in their life. But right here, Jesus, He knows what we go through. There isn't anything that you're going through, or I'm going through, have gone through, or will go through, that He doesn't know and understands and can sympathize with. So are we thankful that we have someone that we can go to who understands? God the Father knows all, so He knows everything His Son knows. And His Son went through it. He knows. So we have a Father and a Son, the Holy Spirit, that understands and knows our every need. Are we thankful for the fact that we've got someone we can go to? The problem with me is, and the problem with some people is, that when we have troubles and when we have trials And when we have confrontations and we have difficulties, we go to the wrong person. We go to someone, a human being. When we ought to be going to God and putting ourselves in a position with God in faith and by faith and obeying Him so that we can go to Him knowing that He'll hear our prayer, knowing that He has a Son that understands everything that we're going through and sympathizes with us. It's okay to talk to our husband or our wife or someone else, a friend, about something. Sure, we need to get it off our chest. But no matter who you talk to, no one can relieve our problems like going to God in prayer. Going to His Word and reading it and reaping from His wisdom what He tells us to help us with our problems. Are we thankful that we have someone who understands? Well, we have a perfect example to follow in Jesus. So are we thankful that when things are going along in life and we have to make choices about which pathway we're going, about what direction we're going to take, about how we're going to face a certain thing or how we're going to deal with something, we have someone who set the perfect example for us to follow, and that was Jesus, who is our high priest, who sympathizes for us, who knows everything and understands everything. We have His example to look to for guidance. 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning in verse 21. For this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow His steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in His mouth, who, when He was reviled, did not revile in return. When He suffered, He did not threaten, but committed Himself to Him who judges righteously, who Himself bore our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Here's why we need Jesus. Here's why we need to follow His perfect example. Verse 28. For you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Jesus is our guide. He left His Word for our guide. So we have blessings to be thankful for. Are we thankful for those blessings? Are we thankful for the blessing that we have and knowing that we have the assurance? It's not a guess. It's not a maybe. It's not a if there is. It's an assurance that there is a place called heaven. It's an assurance that God will put everyone there that obeys His will and serves Him faithfully in heaven. That's an assurance. Are we thankful for the assurance we have and the blessings we have in Christ in knowing that we have our eye of hope on heaven, but we have the assurance of heaven, knowing that we'll receive that reward if we serve Him faithfully? Look, if you will, to Colossians chapter 1 and verse 27. We have that hope and assurance of heaven. As Paul wrote to the church at Colossae in Colossians 1 verse 27, he talked about Christ in you, the hope of glory. Remember, we studied that series of lessons in that book, The Hope of Glory? We have the assurance of heaven because we have the hope of glory in Christ. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 8, what do we have? We have the hope of salvation. Are we thankful for our hope of salvation, the hope of glory? Titus chapter 3 and verse 7, we have the hope of eternal life. All these things tie in to the big picture. God sent His Son. His Son gave His life. He shed His blood. God provided the way through His Son and gave us His Word and His will and His way so that we can know that we are receiving blessings and we have someone that cares. Do we have that assurance of heaven? Look at 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. Going back to what Peter read in Romans about hope. 1 Peter 1 verse 3, we have a living hope. Where? Through Christ's resurrection. The living hope is where? In the resurrection of Christ. Just as assuredly as Jesus was raised from the dead, we too will be raised from the dead. And just as assuredly as Christ ascended into heaven, if we serve God faithfully, we have the assurance that He's coming to get us and take us home when this life is over. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, that entire chapter, is devoted to talking about the resurrection, and the hope we have in Christ Jesus of the resurrection. Not only the hope, but the assurance of knowing that just as Christ was raised from the dead, we too will be raised from the dead, and that there's a place called heaven provided for us. So this morning, as we've read from Romans chapter 5, we looked at 1 Ephesians chapter 1, 1 Corinthians 15, and numerous other verses. Are we thankful as we should be? Do we realize all the blessings that God has provided for us? If we don't, then we can find out by reading His Word. And ultimately then, when we read His Word and by faith obey it, one day we'll reap the reward of those blessings in heaven, the ultimate reward. So let us all be encouraged to serve God, to do His will, to study His Word, to be better people, to help others to come to Christ, to build on the foundation of truth that God has given us. After all, we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set us free, and God's Word is truth. If you're here this morning and you haven't been baptized into Christ, then you need to be thankful that God's provided a way for you to be saved and come to Christ, confessing Him, repenting of your sins, and be baptized, and begin to receive those blessings of salvation and go forward enjoying the blessings that are ours to enjoy in Christ. Maybe you're here and you have something that you need the prayers of the brethren for, something in your life that's amiss, or you need the prayers for strength. If we can help you that way, you know that God hears our prayers. He hears the prayers of those who pray to Him, His children, and we can pray to Him and pray for you, and you can pray to Him, and He'll hear our prayers. We are blessed in that respect. Don't turn Him away. If you have need, come at this time while we stand and while we sing.